All right, it's the Disco Duck again. I don't know where the people are. Usually people are here at 7 to 8. I don't see them yet, so we're hanging out.
Wow.
You want to hang out a little longer?
Sure. You said it's spring break, so who knows? Maybe,
sure.
Maybe they're breaking.
Got the Disco Duck. You ever do an egg hunt?
I have.
Do you prepare them, or do you still do them?
I don't do them anymore, but I have participated and prepared an egg hunt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they pardon, like, an egg or the bunny on Easter or anything?
The president at one point would do something like that. They would have an Easter bunny on the White House yard, grass, whatever.
They do an egg roll, I think.
Yes.
Not like a Chinese egg roll, but like
no.
they toss some regular eggs down there.
They do. They do a big egg hunt usually on the White House grounds.
Yeah.
I don't know about this year, but
I think Thanksgiving's bigger there. They do like the turkey. Usually the president will take a picture with the turkey, and then everybody will be like, "Look at this, two turkeys."
Well, you know, that's true.
That's
most
like
of
the
them
big
are
joke
turkeys.
Of the day when they do it. Yeah,
definitely, definitely. But the president was in New Hampshire this past week.
Which president?
President Biden.
Oh, Biden was.
Yeah.
Was he? What
yeah.
was he doing there? Did he get lost?
Yeah. I don't even really remember what he was doing, but he was in Concord, New Hampshire. Yeah, he was in Concord.
Yeah. Oh, you think he's got a chance in New Hampshire? Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. You never
know.
Know.
I think that's Trump territory.
It's kind of a swing state now.
Yeah. What do you think about this RFK coming up?
I like RFK.
Yeah, he seems all right.
I like RFK, you know? But I think he's got a lot of lineage that's going to go behind him.
Yeah.
But, you know, people don't vote. People need to get out and exercise their constitutional right to vote.
Yeah. I think it's sad. I think there should be just a whole bunch of people. There should be like, you know, WWF, like wrestling federation with like 20 of them in the ring at the same time and just beat it out. Whoever's got, you know, the guts at the end of it. And then they tear their shirt like old style, like Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
They tear their T-shirt off and they're like, "I'm the president." That's what I want.
I like the Hulkster.
Remember the Jesse Body the Ventura? I heard he was going to be...
Oh, my
God.
I had the biggest crush on
you
Jesse.
You did?
Oh, my God. Did I ever.
Really?
And then he got
when you
his
were
own...
10? Like, listening
no,
to Billy...
No, I was much older.
Billy Squire?
I was much older. And then...
What, like 30?
No, I don't know. Yeah. It's probably my late teens, 20s. Because
right.
then he got a show on CNN.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was when he held political office.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God. I could have looked that man for hours.
He was in The Predator, and he was also in The Running Man, which was... Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah. Jesse, they didn't call him the body for nothing.
He was 4 years, I think, governor of Minnesota, maybe? I think he was the governor.
I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Did you ever watch a show on CNN?
I saw it once or twice.
It was...
Sure.
He was after Larry King for a while.
I love Larry King.
Oh, Larry.
Larry's one of my favorites. Yeah, I miss Larry King. He pretty much worked until he was done.
You know, it was very sad.
Yeah.
I always used to tell my friends he was going to be my future ex-husband.
Who, Larry King?
Yeah, that was my goal in
life. Jeez. Yeah, wouldn't have been very physical, I don't think. I don't know. That guy had some stamina, though. Didn't he have like 12 wives or something?
He wore the cutest little suspenders.
You think so?
Stinking cute.
I think the girls were holding him up by him so they can get some sugar.
Yeah. I don't know much sugar was happening, but I could have talked to him for hours.
Yeah. He was good. He had like 17 heart attacks, too.
I liked him. It was sad when he died.
He was very down to earth.
When I was in Vegas, they had at the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum,
yeah.
they had, you know, a thing of Larry, and they had his desk, and I took some pictures sitting behind his famous desk.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you, like, lie on it, like, sexy?
No, I was very...
Broadcast.
I was broadcast worthy.
Like, you shouldn't be lying down here in the studio, you know, you should be sitting politely.
All right. Well,
that's been distracting through the whole show.
It's been very distracting me lying on the desk.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Billie Eilish in the background.
I know.
Yeah.
You got a thing for this, Billie Eilish.
Well, we were talking about her, and then I threw on the Duran Duran to end the show because we had a little extra time. Now we have extra time. So I did Disco Duck again.
She
got
was
to Billie
in,
Eilish.
Wasn't she in
me
one
you
of
were talking
like, the
so
Bond
much.
Movies? Wasn't like her theme song for one of the
yes,
Bond
great.
movies?
Yes, great. Yeah, one of my favorite themes of the Bond movies.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. No Time to Die. Great.
Can we talk about my favorite Bond?
Yes. I know it's Moonraker.
Well, that's the movie, but my favorite James Bond.
Sure. Sure. Is it, who is it? Timothy Dalton.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. All right. Sure.
He was Bond, James Bond.
See, great. I love the one-off one, the On Your Majesty's Secret Service. That one's great.
Yeah, that was. We should revisit the Bond movies. You could have a whole show on the Bond movies, but Moonraker.
I've done it before here.
If you haven't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I wasn't invited, but if there was one, it would be Moonraker.
Can't do Bond every year, you know. I mean, there's plenty of songs.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
I agree.
But On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah.
The guy was one and done, but he was great in it.
What
he was a good
it?
Bond.
Which
it was George
that?
Lazenby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Telly Savalas, of course.
Oh,
Kojak. Anybody, anything with Kojak brings it up a letter grade for me. You know?
That's true. But I liked, you know, was it in Moonraker, the guy, Jaws, was that his name when he had all those?
Yeah.
He was a great character.
He shows up twice. He's one of the only villains that comes back again. Like, Blofeld comes back again, but... I don't know, that Daniel Craig, the end there, that was lousy. They pretty much kill him off, and they're like, all right, well, he had a kid,
yet.
And the kid's going to live on.
I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert. Well, it's been a couple of years. You had plenty of time to catch up. Sorry.
Okay.
See, I don't think I should say spoiler alert when a movie's been out for 3 years and you haven't seen it. That means you're not a big fan. I know you're a fan of the Bond movies, but not a big fan. Not like me, who has to see it, you know, day one, and not you know, I don't want to be influenced by anyone.
Yeah.
I like a nice fresh Bond when I go.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
all right.
I like a nice fresh Bond. So supposedly there's this English guy that's gonna be the next Bond.
I thought it was gonna be a woman.
No, well they were saying that originally, and actually in the last Bond movie, 007 was a woman. Another spoiler alert for you. And she's good. She's this black lady, and she's 007. She's tough.
Am I going to have
she's
to watch
smart.
This tonight? All right.
And she helps out James Bond with his mission.
Oh.
But, yeah, but eventually they kill him off, and it's like, what?
You know, I just like when all the women villains have that little derringer strapped to their thigh underneath their cocktail dress.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's sexy and threatening.
That's right.
That's what a woman is.
Yep.
Sexy and threatening.
I want a derringer strapped to my thigh. I
thought you
great.
Had one. You don't have a derringer?
Not on
every
me
girl,
tonight.
Every girl has a derringer. Yeah. What about the Old West? Do you think you would have been hanging around the saloons playing poker? And
I love. I would definitely be into those fancy dresses that the harlots wore in the saloons.
The harlots.
I like that.
It's one of my favorite words, harlot.
But I would
You're
have,
a harlot.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupt a lot.
You
Go
did,
ahead.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
When
harlots are up, I have to interrupt.
I know. Ahead. I think I'd have an issue with the plumbing and, you know, like carrying all those gallons of water to get a hot bath.
That would be hard for me. Oh, yeah. It was sticky in those days. Everybody was covered in dirt.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody was dirty because there's no water around. And it was like the Dust Bowl was just all these, all these cars, the Oregon Trail there, a little trail.
No, that's true.
Yeah, and then everybody's getting dirt all over. And it's like, hey, what do you want to do tonight? It's like, I want to be away from you. That's what I want to do. I want to sleep in separate rooms.
Because you're stinky.
Yeah, let's play race each other to sleep. Right? That was Richard Lewis. Yeah. Going back to that. Look, going back to the beginning of the hour and 6 o'clock.
All things come full fold, you know.
Usually with me, I try to do a good show, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. After walking... A good show is the second most important thing to me right now, for today.
All
of
right.
course. Of course. Day's not over yet.
That's true. It's young. The day is young. You've got hours in front of you. But,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I think a good walk, a good show, and a good meal.
Eventually
got to
eat.
Good.
Right. Yeah. Eat some, usually number three. Yeah.
You know, those are good, important things.
I'm going to tell you about harlots in the Bible because I was looking up harlot. A harlot in the Bible is a woman who gives sex to men for money.
I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah. But we were talking about Easter, and I thought... and harlots, so that kind of... Yeah.
Well, if you like Mary Magdalene.
Sure.
Easter, you know?
Yeah.
She was considered a harlot.
Was she really?
Yeah.
I thought it was immaculate. No?
No, Mary Magdalene.
Oh, she wasn't immaculate.
She's no, Mary dirty. Magdalene. She was like stoned to death, and Jesus, if I remember my biblical times, came like helped save her.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know anything about
it. She was being stoned because of
she was stoned.
She was being stoned.
Oh, like, she was being stoned. Like
you know,
the
because
old,
she was
like throwing rocks at.
Because
her.
She was, you know,
she wasn't like smoking weed.
A promiscuous woman.
She wasn't like smoking weed behind
no,
a rock or anything like that.
That
Isn't
I
there
know.
A rock that somebody comes out of at one point?
Well, that's how. Yes.
Isn't
that's
that
how
what Easter's all about?
He rose from the dead. Yes.
Yeah. Who did? Jesus?
Jesus.
What about Mary? Was she like still sleeping? Did she get up?
Oh, God. You're obviously not a recovering Catholic.
No, I'm a recovering alcoholic more than a Catholic, I think. But, you know, I do what I can. I do what I can to learn a little bit from people.
Well, I'm trying to teach you a little theology tonight in my own way.
Yeah. Getting sick of Billie Eilish? You want something else?
I'm not a fan of Billie Eilish.
How about Bond Smells a Rat?
Bond Smells a Rat?
Yeah. Like James Bond smells a rat.
Oh.
That's what I got. You ready? Here it comes.
All right, here it comes.
Doesn't it feel like you're in a Bond movie now?
It does. Which yeah. movie did this come from?
This is Tomorrow Is Not Today, James Bond.
Tomorrow Is Not Today?
Mm-hmm. Bond Smells a Rat.
Wow.
From Tomorrow Is Not Today.
Wow. And which Bond was this?
This was the Chinese Bond. I'm making it up as I go.
I could tell.
It's Chris Earle's Bond. Tomorrow Is Not Today. I got that name when I did like a little Bond parody video once.
Oh, you did?
And I came up with the idea. I said, Tomorrow's Not Today. I'm like, that sounds like a Bond movie, doesn't it?
It does sound
pretty
like
clever, right?
It sounds like something that Grace Jones would be in.
I think if TikTok came around a little early, I would have been in trouble. I would have been dancing up a storm. There was a guy that just did a Bond video last. It was funny, and Winston posted it. It was funny. Is this guy? I don't even know who the comic was, or if he was even a comic, but he's just a regular guy going for a James Bond interview to be cast as the next Bond. And he pulls out an actual gun during the interview and starts firing it at the cast members. And it was good. And then his agent's like, "Yeah, did you get it?" And he's like, "No, I heard you pulled a gun." It's funny. It's only about like a minute long, but it was great.
Now, did you ever read the Bond books or just watch the movies?
Well, you know me. I don't like to read. So, no, I did read Man with a Golden Gun. And I tried reading some of the earlier ones like Dr. No and Thunderball. And yeah. You know, and it's mostly like in, you know, at the Cape or something, you know, living in the cellar for the weekend. I'd pull out a Bond book.
Yeah?
You know, on a rainy day. Sure.
On a rainy day.
Sure. Right. Or I'd bring it to the beach, you know, and usually get a little sand in my toes and read Bond for a little while, get a little sunburn.
Yeah. See, I find that interesting that you'll get a little sand in your toes or in your shorts.
Sure.
But you won't have any crumbs in your bed.
I get a lot of sand in my shorts.
That's a little odd.
Yeah. Once I had so much sand in my shorts, it looks like I had elephantitis of the nuts or something. It was just gigantic. There was like a big sandbag down there. I got like knocked over when I was out at Gay Head and Martha's Vineyard. And my brother George's laughing so hard. I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Look down." And I'm like, my pants are falling down because I had so much sand down there.
Oh, God.
I was swinging in the wind, you know?
Jeez. Yikes.
In the background, House of Pain, once again. You remember the House of Pain? You probably danced to this one.
I probably did. Probably at Chevy's down the low.
Yeah. Memories long forgotten. Right?
I don't know about long forgotten. They memories just get long forgotten. Rejuvenated in my brain.
All right. Whatever.
All right.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're coming in, that 7 o'clock crew.
Wow.
Whatever they were doing.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to see Edward, though. Edward always shows up. He shows up at 8 o'clock.
He shows up at 8?
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
He's stalwart, committed to this.
Oh, you know, he's a WMFO regular. He's always good, you know? He puts, he's serious about his show. Like, even though I goof around, you know I'm serious about my show. I like to put on a good show.
Yeah?
I try to make the guests feel welcome. I like to promote my guests as well as I can if they're promoting something. I used to have, you know, comics and musicians and, you know, try to make my family members look good unless we're arguing. Then, you know, we kind of just butt heads and they don't talk behind the microphone as much as they should sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring my family members on.
No, I wouldn't bring your family members on either. Yeah.
That's not nice.
Hey, did you see up there the time travel wall? I've got all kinds of like old ads and things like that from time travel from years past.
Wow.
Yeah, back when time travel was just time travel, not time travel 2.0.
Wow.
Yeah. See, 2.0 means it's going to be a much better show.
Does it? I thought it just meant you were
And for
old.
The most part, it has been. most fun it has been. Well, because I always said I was retiring time travel, and then all of a sudden comes back, and they're like, you're full of crap. I'm like the boy who cried wolf.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, I'm full of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, I'm going to retire time travel, and I did, and it's time travel 2.0. Who knows? Chris's helpful tips was a lot of fun, but you know, nobody's listening to it. Well, they were, but nobody was calling in is the problem. So I can't just talk for an hour.
Well, I think people should just, you know, call in and
they should.
You should just guide them. You know, I mean, I think you're.
I'm a good guide, I think.
Your advice, well, is subpar in some areas, but it's always well-meaning,
I think, like, if I lived in the bush, like in the Australian
bush.
Yeah, in the bush, I would be a great guide. What do you think? If I lived in the. The bush. Yeah. Like the Aborigines do.
With the
Aborigines. You know, I like Midnight Oil. They're from there.
They're from
like Sydney. But I think I could hang out with them and they could teach me their secrets of the Aborigines and the bush.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I think it'd be all right there.
I'm going to take a leap of faith.
Maybe run into, there's all kinds of weird stuff down there. A platypus and a giant shark. They got sharks like the size of elephants there.
You could run into a lot of Sheilas, and that's, you know, the other
That's manatus. Right. Yeah, yeah. Sheila's just like a person's.
It's a man eater.
No, is it? Is that what they call a man eater in Australia?
Sheilas. Look it up.
I thought they just, like, it's just a young girl or something. Is it? Sheila in Australian is what?
Look it up.
I am looking it up. I thought you knew. That's why I'm asking you. You're quicker than Google.
I'm putting you against
Google.
It's a bit, you know, in the holiday.
Is it derogatory?
The holiday category.
All right, I got it. You ready? You were quicker than Google.
It says
results, 713,000 results in 0.33 seconds. A Sheila is not as common as it once was. Sheila is an Australian slang for a girl or a woman. So I was right. It's just a girl or a woman. It originally came from the Irish name Sile. Sile? S-I-L-E. I've never heard that. Have you heard that? You must
Still?
Have. Is it Sill?
Sill?
S-I-L-E?
I don't know.
Sill. Which is exclusively used with women.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, Sheila is considered one of the milder Australian slang insults.
See?
You're right. So it's best not to use it.
That's
Here you
right.
are using it like a sailor on Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle.
Well, I think I have some, you know, some rights to the name. I guess I can say
I guess
it.
So. I guess so. Yeah. Blokes. You think a bloke is the same as a Sheila? Is that they call blokes?
Oh, I know. I think
that's another word for man, right?
I know some dumb blokes.
Dumb bloke. I haven't heard bloke in a while.
Yeah, you know, you don't hear that very often.
You know, our vocabulary is going to the toilet. I think there's plenty of great words that are just lost over the years.
It's because of texting. People text stupid.
Yeah.
They don't text words or sentences. There's no periods. There's no spelling.
There was some condensed word the other day and had to do with like status or something. They called it like sus or something. I'm like, what is this? Or it was like respect was like res, right? Have you heard res?
Yeah.
What is res? It's like respect, isn't it?
Something like that. I have to ask my 17-year-old. I'm like, can you decipher this text?
Res slang. What does res mean? Let's look it up. Let's ask Google. I think I'm right. It says it's a tract of land for indigenous people in the United States and Canada. No, that can't be it. What does res mean in slang?
Reserve. Look up the Urban Dictionary.
That's where I go. Yeah, I'm like
at
the Collins Dictionary, your dictionary, just regular dictionary, We Are Native Dictionary, second line, res. I know there's something. I don't know.
Look up the Urban Dictionary.
I'm trying. I don't see it. Oh, here it is, res. Native American slang for reservation, it says. Oi, there's a party Saturday on the reservation. That's what it says. And then it says to cancel your plans with somebody.
Cancel your res?
Steve just texted me he can't go golfing. He is resing us.
Resing.
And here's another one. Res, another one of the most flexible words in the English language used to describe something as cheap, badly made.
Wow.
Or slightly teetering as dangerous and illegal. Your TV is res, covered in duct tape and older than your mother.
Wow. That's pretty old because my mother's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Res, an amazing person, really great at everything. Sexy and booterific. I'd say, all right, we can use that one. He is res. Chris Earle is res.
There you go.
That's one of the things right here in the dictionary, in the Urban Dictionary. Res, short for resolve. Res for incredibly cool. Res for odd video game that looked like it was designed by people watching Tron while on acid.
Oh, so I remember Tron. I liked Tron.
Yeah. Well, apparently Rez was an oddly based shooter video game.
Oh.
So, yeah, I guess it'd be anything. I think it was short for like, I don't know, respect or something. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Why condense like respect? And it's like you couldn't say like the pect part. You had to say just res. Yeah.
I don't know. I remember a few. I don't know. It's going back a couple of years. I didn't know what ILY was in texting. I had to ask my then 15.
ILY.
Yes.
You didn't know what that meant?
I had no idea what that meant.
Oh boy. IDK. Yeah.
I'm like, seriously, can't you write the word?
IDK. You didn't know what ILY was?
No.
Yeah?
Because I'm a grown-up and I, like, speak words.
Well, here's what's funny.
It,
yeah, of course it means I love you. There's a song by Surf Mesa, or Misa, or I don't even know how to pronounce it. And it says ILY, but they put in parentheses, I love you, baby. And it's like, there's no ILYB. And then, like, this is another thing. It's like, it should be ILYB. That makes no sense. If you're going to call the song I love you, baby, it should be ILYB.
I bet it's written by an emotionally distant man.
Who is? ILY? No, it's by Surf Mesa, whoever they are. Or Surf Mesa. It's from 2019.
Really?
Surf Mesa featuring Emily, whoever that is.
Emily?
Yeah. I don't know. Surf Mesa. It's a guy. You're right. He's 23 years old. He's 23 years old.
Yep. I'm correct.
So he's an idiot. I mean, I-O-Y means I love you. It's not I love you, baby. It should be I-O-Y-B, bozo.
Well.
And the background is Durang Durang. This is a later one, too. Girl Panic. Good one.
You got a theme going on tonight.
Well, you know, I have to play some stuff while we're gabbing along.
No, it's good stuff to play.
You know,
but some classic Durang Durang. Can we listen to Rio?
We could. That would make me have to do some extra work here, which I don't really want
to
do.
All right, we don't have to do
anything. If you want to chat.
I do. I like to chat.
If you want me to DJ, I'll certainly DJ.
No, I was thinking of, you know, when you think about Durang Durang, it brings me back to, you know, obviously the 80s.
Yeah, making out in the 80s again.
All right. But I was more thinking about, you know, those thin ties that, you know, you and many of the young boys would wear.
I did wear skinny ties.
The skinny ties.
I still have those. I still have a blue one, and I have a red and black one.
Yeah.
And I also have a black one.
Yep, because I seem to.
And I had a Hawaiian one.
I remember you in skinny ties.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I liked my skinny ties. I liked wearing skinny. I liked dressing up. I don't like dressing up so much anymore. But, you know, I think you have to look good every now and then. It's nice to look good. It's nice to be presentable.
You should have some nice shirts. That's important.
I think it is nice. Yeah, it is nice to have some nice shirts. Well, yeah. Durang Durang was always very snazzy. They always
had great
wore
hair.
Who has gray hair?
Great hair. They had great hair. They had nice
hair. Great
stylish.
Hair.
Stylish. You know, they always use some good hair gel.
I thought you said they have gray hair.
They probably now.
They probably have. I saw the guys from Tears for Fears. They look like hell.
They might not have no hair.
The guys from Tears for Fears looks like, you know, they saw the ghost or something. I'm like, what happened to them?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, Howard Jones, what happened to him?
Yeah, he got old too.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's... Some people haven't aged well.
Yeah. I'll throw a little more Bond music in for you. How's this? This is Filet of Soul from Live and Let Die.
Filet of Soul?
Yeah, remember when Roger Moore's like in New Orleans and he's walking around?
I don't know. Who was the villainess in this one, though? His woman?
It was the 7-Up guy was the villain in Live and Let Die.
Okay.
7-Up guy. Remember him?
Yeah. No.
He's like the Uncola, and he'd go, ah.
Oh, that was him. Oh, that's right.
It was him, and he was like the secondary villain. And then the main villain was Yaphet Kotto.
Yeah. Who was the love interest, though, for this Bond?
This was, what's her name? She's a model, and she was on, was it?
Tanya Roberts?
No. That's Tanya Roberts was an 80s Bond girl. This is Jane Seymour.
Oh, Jane.
She played
Seymour.
Solitaire, who has the who does the cards for Bond and comes up with the death card.
Oh.
Yeah. Which really signifies change, and it's actually a positive card in the tarot.
Yeah.
But Jane Seymour, as Solitaire in Live and Let Die, tells James Bond that he's gonna die with the death card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jane Seymour. I haven't thought about her. She went on to
I think about her all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
She went on to have her own show on the prairie since we were talking about...
Little House on the Prairie?
No.
What prairie?
She was Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
With the very handsome Joe Lando.
Who's that? Joe Lando.
He used to be a soap opera character.
Isn't that like Billy Dee Williams? Lando? No. Calrissian?
No.
Now, Joe Lando.
He looked like... Do you remember Fabio from the Harlequin
Romance? Of course
Romance?
I remember. Of course I remember Fabio.
So he's sort of like in the...
Fondly.
Do you? He's sort of in like the... He's in like that... He was like the Fabio of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many... Did you read a lot of Harlequin Romances like on the beach?
No.
No?
No. Not Harlequin Romance.
No?
No, it was a little too lofty for me, you know?
Mm.
I was more into, like, you know, Judy Blume when I was younger.
Oh, like Fudge and Super Fudge.
Or 16. Judy, or 15 or 16. I forget what it was called.
Yeah.
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Sure.
You know,
I remember Super
stuff.
Fudge.
Super Fudge.
I didn't like regular fudge. I like Super Fudge. The Super Fudge had, like, a blanket on. And it used to leap into the air.
And then I think she wrote a really, like, risque novel called Wifey years later.
Yeah, everybody's like, what's going on with Judy Blume? It's like all those years of writing kids' stories.
She
like,
went over.
She let loose. She's
she
like,
went over.
She wanted to explore her sexuality.
She sure did.
Yeah.
She sure did.
Yeah, and everybody else's.
Yep.
It's kind of odd, though. It's like if you surrounded yourself with kids' books all your life, it's like, she's got to make a little, she's got to have a little time set out for herself, you know? She's 86 years old, you know. You think she ever found love?
Is she? She's 86? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
She, no, she had three spouses, according to this. I just Googled her.
Well,
John Blume.
One of her movies just became... One of her books just became a movie, like, a couple of years ago.
Blubber?
No, it was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Right, right. It was in Blubber based on the Robin Williams movie. Was that based on Judy Blume?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Or was it Blubber's, like, a little fat girl or something?
Well, I think we'd call her, you know, a little...
Chubby.
Chubby.
What is she now? Overweight. No, you can't... Can you even say overweight?
I think she's...
How would you describe me to people? Would you call me chubby? Would you like, meet my chubby friend, Chris, or meet my overweight friend, Chris? Well, to be respectful, you wouldn't say that, but what would you say if I was, if, you know, if I was just spilling out? If I was just...
Spilling out?
If I was just spilling out over the... You know, like my belly was just like
what?
Flopping over everywhere. How would you explain me?
I how would I?
You couldn't say fat anymore, right? You couldn't say chubby.
Rotund.
Rotund. That's a nice
broad?
One.
Broad.
Well, what they used to say.
Barrel-ish?
How about husky?
Barrel-ish?
Remember husky?
Husky. Well,
in sixth grade, I used to have to wear husky pants. I was a little fat boy from Texas. And I had to wear the husky Grand Animals or over or
really?
Whatever the Levi's.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, oh no, Ma, don't get me the huskies, because you could, because when the Levi's they were printed, it said husky right on the ass.
It did.
And I'm
it
like,
did.
Oh my God, it was almost like putting a scarlet letter A on my ass for everybody to see.
Yeah, it's just I remember like,
oh my God, look at the husky
you
boy.
You know, everyone wanted either the
nobody's gonna talk to
Levi's
me.
Or Lee's, but sometimes if you know things were on sale, parents wanted to get you the Rustlers.
Rustlers, I had a pair of Rustlers,
which were like. Like, yeah. That was like Skid Row corduroys or jeans.
I had a pair of Rustlers. My brother used to take the Izod crocodiles off of his shirts because he wanted to fit in. He didn't want to have the Izod. Remember that when there was like too preppy?
I thought that was kind of a cool thing with the collar up.
Cholera or collar up?
The collar up. Not cholera.
Yeah, Love in the Days of Cholera. Did you see that movie?
I missed it.
Yeah. Why would you call a movie that? Like, why would anybody?
Oh,
everybody,
no, that was really a movie.
Everybody
just
missed
being
it. Sassy. Well, it was a novel, and then they turned it into a book. No, I like to educate as well as entertain.
Oh, I thought you would.
Not
just,
everything I say is a lie on here.
I thought you were sassy.
No, I like to throw a little wisdom in there.
Oh.
That's the fun thing about me is most people don't know if I'm just being a dope or if I'm actually dispensing some wisdom, and they miss it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up. No.
Love in the Days of Cholera. I think like Matthew McConaughey or something's in it, but let me look it up.
Cholera, isn't that like an intestinal disease?
Oh yeah, it's awful. Like everybody had the, you know, the trots.
Oh my God.
Cholera. How do you even spell cholera?
Cholera.
Yeah, yeah. Love. I'm
Did I
put
tell
love
you that I made to
day.
Like one of the final rounds of the Lowell Sun Spelling Bee in the fifth grade?
I was in in sixth grade. I was the runner up.
Wow.
Derek Corielli was was, and I had just come in from Texas, so everybody's like, who's this little fat, husky guy
beating,
giving Derek Chiorielli the rum for their money? And then I had to spell like they, there or something, like the I-E, and I messed up on peace or there or something like that, and I felt like an ass.
Yeah.
Because I knew it, but I didn't know it. Like, that was one of those I before E, except after C, except there was a C, you know? And I'm just like, man, I'm a fool. And then the jackass showed up, so I didn't get to go to the spelling bee nationals or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was.
And he was, like, out first round. I would have done a better job.
You would have done a better job.
Screw him.
Well.
I hope he's dead.
I'm going to wish him well. I hope he's...
Do you remember him? He was a boob.
I do remember him.
Yeah.
I do.
Well.
You know.
Not fondly. Not like Fabio. Billy Squire.
Billy Squire, yeah.
Or Joan Jett, even.
Or even Joan. I have a lot of fondness. A lot of fondness to share.
Yeah. Jump around in the background again. How'd that happen?
I don't know. Is that the... What about those two boys that would wear their clothes backwards?
The two boys that wore their clothes backwards.
And they would jump around. Yeah. Jump, jump. That was the song.
Oh, God, I hated them. Crisscross. God, I hated them. Yeah. I hated them. Yeah. Did you like them? Yeah.
No, I just remember them. They actually...
I hated them.
I don't know. When, you know, you remember VH1? They used to do, like, Where Are They Now type of stuff.
Yeah.
They did something on Crisscross.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is they used my first name, so I was really hurt by it.
I know. You and my best friend spell your names exactly the same.
Yep.
It's very odd.
Not to me, it's not. What was odd was being named Kristen. That was odd.
That would have been
now fun. Now it's like, jeez, I'm a trendsetter. I should just go with it and just be like, you know what? Call me Caitlin. Caitlin Earl.
Well, she, made a lot of money on her book.
Yeah. Well, she was C-list celebrity.
I read the book. It was actually really good.
I'm always going to call him Bruce Jenner.
And I watched her reality series, too, for 3 seasons.
You did?
I did.
All right. Love in the Time of Cholera. It was by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Oh.
Is it Marquez or Marquez?
Probably Marquez.
Marquez. That's right. Marquez. Columbia. Columbia Books.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's from 88, and then they ended up making a movie out of it.
Yeah.
And the movie had Javier Bardem in it. That's who was in it.
Who the heck's that?
You don't know Javier Bardem? He's great.
No.
He's a Bond villain. Come on. He was in Skyfall. Come on. You know him. There he is.
Oh.
No Country for Old Men. Remember, I talk about that movie all the time. He's the villain in it. He's the one with the crazy hair. Great movie.
All right.
Yeah, great, great actor. So, yeah, he had cholera and he dies in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. You know, Liev Schreiber's in it, too.
Liev Schreiber?
Yeah, you know him, too. He's like King of the Jews with Larry King. This guy?
Oh, I don't like him.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't like him.
Yeah, I never liked him.
No, I don't like him.
He's grown on me over the years. After about 40 movies or so, he's grown on me a little bit.
No, once I don't like you once, I don't like you forever.
Mm. So, yeah, in Love in the Time of Cholera, it's late 19th century Cartagena. It's a river port in Colombia. And Florentino falls in love at first sight with Fermina. And they secretly correspond. She eventually agrees to marry him, but her father discovers their relationship and sends her to stay with distant relatives, her grandmother and her niece. She returns years later, and Fermina agrees to marry a doctor who's her father's choice. The 50-year marriage is outwardly loving, but inwardly, it's marred by darker emotions.
Wow.
And Fermina... Her marriage devastates Florentino, who just met her, and he was devastated by this. And he vows to remain a virgin his whole life, but his self-denial is thwarted by a tryst.
A tryst?
Yeah.
I like trysts.
To help him get over Fermina, his mother throws a willing widow into his bed.
Oh.
And then Florentino discovers sex is a good pain reliever, and he replaces the opium that he was habitually smoking.
The opium, okay.
And then Florentino begins to record and describe each of his sexual encounters, beginning with the widow, and he eventually compiles over 800 women.
Really?
And men.
I'd be like, concern about death by syphilis then.
So, well, yeah, instead of cholera.
Yeah.
So as a lowly clerk, Florentino plods many years and approaches the wealthy and social standing of Dr. Urbino, who's the husband. The doctor dies, and Florentino immediately resumes courting Fermina. And
because
then
that
it
was
ends.
His true love.
And then it ends. He's like, you want to go out with me? I was with 800 men and women.
Oh, my God.
You want to go out with me? And
there's not enough HIV tests
you
in
want
the world.
You want a little cholera?
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just gross.
But, I mean, for the most part, I like Javier Bardem. It doesn't sound like I'm going to like him in that movie.
No.
But, so the doctors, though, I think the doctor in it is, like, treating cholera or something.
Oh.
But, I mean, what a stupid name for the movie and the novel.
Yeah.
They should have just called it a guy that has sex with 600 people and then finds love. That's what they should have called it.
You know, they say you got to kiss a lot of frogs sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know about 800 frogs, but...
Well, 600, but... Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of frogs.
That's a lot of frogs.
A lot of warts on those frogs.
Yeah, that's a lot of, you know... antiviral medication.
In the background here, we got some Duran Duran again. Girl Panic. Remember this one?
No.
I just played it like 15 minutes ago. You remember it? All right.
Is it one of their new songs?
Eh. About 15 years old, but yes.
Well, considering...
It's funny because we think like 80s.
Because when I think of Duran Duran, I think of the
80s. Yeah, but they've been putting out albums for, you know, over 30, 40 years.
Well, I believe that, but...
That's why they're so damn good. It's like you do anything for long enough, you're going to be good at it, you know?
Well, it's kind of like Bryan Adams, who keeps putting out albums.
Yeah. You want to listen to some Bryan Adams?
I would love to listen to some Bryan Adams.
All right. What do you think about a little more Disco Duck? No?
I'm always a fan of Disco Duff.
All right. I'll put on Bryan Adams. Which one do you want to hear? You want to hear a newer one? Or you want to hear an older one? Or what do you want to hear?
I'm going to say dealer's choice. I'm going to let you choose this one.
All right. All right. I'm going to put
Choose Right.
Choose Right? Ugh. I don't know if I could choose Right. How about Summer 69? Nah,
no.
I don't want to listen to that one.
No.
Let's do one.
How about that nice one from Robin Hood?
All right. You want that nice, everything I do it for you. It's like 7 minutes long.
All right, that's too long. How about his happy
just,
one? How about
we
is that
just
his
get
new
out
one?
Of here and let
happy,
it play out.
Happy, you know, I'm so happy. Let's he's driving around in his convertible.
Here comes 22 minutes of Bryan Adams. We can get out of here and go eat.
Jeez.
I like The Heat of the Night. I always like that
in
one.
In The Heat of the Night.
That one's great.
Yeah. Oh, no, let's do
How
the
about
one.
Heaven?
No.
How about Heaven?
No, I have a better idea.
That one's great.
How about his duet with Tina Turner? Now, that rocks.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a really good one.
Oh,
it's Only Love.
It's no Disco Duck.
But it's Tina.
But it is good.
And Bryan Adams.
And she died like last year, right? She was a big loss.
She was a huge loss.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. We won't play. We're not going to play over it. Let's take a break from our mouths for a minute, and we'll let Bryan Adams sing with Tina Turner, and we'll be back in a moment. We're going to stick around until 8 o'clock? Sure.
Yes.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Nobody else is here. We like to keep people entertained. Who knows? People are probably shutting off their radio. We're like, we're sick of these guys. All they're doing is chatting. Play Bryan Adams. Here you go. WMFO in Medford.
Yeah!
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Disco Duck, everybody. Happy Easter.
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck.
So, as you know, I love Casey Kasem, and he played 1976, I think it was September 4th, 76, and Disco Duck had entered AT40, so that's probably the most anybody's played Disco Duck since the 70s. I think we played it three times so far, so we're making Rick Dees and his cast of idiots money. That was the name of the band, actually. It was Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And Rick Dees himself was a DJ.
Yes, he was. I remember listening to him.
Yeah, yeah. And I think later on he did like a top 10 show or something like that.
Actually, he had Rick Dees. It was on Saturday. It was like the top 30 or something like that countdown.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I had Moonraker in the background here, but it don't sound like Moonraker.
It doesn't sound like Moonraker.
Says it's Shirley Bassey, Moonraker.
Well, maybe it's a slow burn.
Oh, it is. It's messed up. Listen.
Oh, that's
true.
She's
in there, but something's happening. They must have had somebody. There must have been like a gremlin on the disc when they burned that or something. Anyway, I was trying to add some nice background for your PSA. But we'll just have to settle with a different Bond theme, I guess.
Can't go wrong with Bond.
Oh. Put Paul McCartney in the background. That's a good one.
I like it.
We can either listen to this or you can read your PSA and I'll turn it down a little. You could talk over it.
All right.
What do you want to do?
I'll just read this PSA with this wonderful music in the background.
Sure. Right? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So here we go. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people, What do these things have in common? They all have easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds, flu, COVID, all sorts of stuff.
It's good with the music.
Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything. But you can try.
I can.
But you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best, especially after you use the bathroom.
Yes.
And easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or nurse practitioner, or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Wash your hands, folks.
You did pretty good. That was pretty good with that dramatic George Martin background for Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney.
I know. I thought it was pretty good, too.
I don't know. The other one was good, too. What was the other one about? Pedestrians or something?
Pedestrians, yes.
That was a good one.
So are you going to rank my PSAs? Which one do you like better?
First one.
The first one?
Background was good. You're getting a little too dramatic, I think.
Oh.
I liked it. I liked the first one that was kind of, you didn't fuss around. You just went, for it.
I went for it.
That one, little drama, but, you had the George Martin and...
Well, you set me up with Bond.
You did
music.
Excellent. I'd say, A and A minus.
Oh. You know what I would do when I would get an A minus in college? I would go to the instructor and say...
Change it to a plus?
What do I need to do to make this an A?
Oh, boy.
And I meant the work.
Yeah. I'd just change it into a plus. And it would just be funny because, I had nobody to show it to. My mother and my father didn't care. I just made it for myself. I'm just like, there's a plus. Whenever there was a minus on something, like a B minus, it's like, nope, B plus. Felt a little better about myself.
Yeah.
I didn't earn it at all. The score still went down as an 80, but B minus is easy to make a plus.
I agree.
And even if it was just a regular B, you could just do a plus. And as always, it went with my blood type and my attitude, right? B positive, right? B plus, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're like Johnny B. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. In the background, a little Genesis. We have Edward in the studio. He's coming up next at 8 o'clock.
And by the way, Chris, I am personally delivering a message from my brother Philip.
Oh, beautiful.
He loves your show. He's been tuning in for the last couple of hours. He was ecstatic when you were continuing on for this final
hour. Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear
job.
That. Thank you, Edward. Yeah, and this is Sheila. Yeah, Edward.
Hi, Edward.
Hello. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And doesn't it feel good to be... We're talking about appreciation and being appreciated.
Yes. Yes, it's nice to be positive. Isn't it?
I've been telling you that for 35 years.
Yeah, it's hard, though, over the years. I think it's kind of easier. Well, it is, I think you have to get into a routine, and you have to have something to look forward to. What else is easy? What else is good about being positive?
It reduces your blood pressure.
Sure. Yeah.
It usually, you usually are at a healthier weight. Your mental health is better.
Yeah.
Less at risk for substance use.
Yeah. Oh, we should talk about BZ again with Dan Ray.
All right.
Just because I was so irritated and with the people from Market Basket not saying hello.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, it would... How do I be positive when somebody nowadays, and you say hello to them, walking around the block, these are my neighbors, and I'm like, hello, and they don't respond, and I get angry afterwards, because I'm like, why did I say hello first?
See, what I do is someone does that, and I'm like, nice to meet you, too, and
I keep sometimes
going.
I say hello again, louder and more aggressive.
Or I'll say, you're welcome. Though.
But then I feel bad, because I'm being a little more aggressive.
I don't think that's aggressive. I'm pointing out... a failing in their civility.
So this is what I did when I mentioned this on the Dan Ray call on BZ Nightside a couple of nights ago. So permanent people in Market Basket, I had about 20 items, rang through. It was toward the end of the night, so it was around 8:30 or so. They closed at 9. The cashier, she just looked at me and scanned the items. She did them pretty quick. And the sacker started sacking, and Neither one of them looked at me. I said hello to both of them, and neither one of them said anything. I said hello again. Neither one of them said anything. And as soon as she ran through the 20 items, she looked at me, and she said, done, like that. That's what she said, done. And there was no price on there, so I didn't know the price or whether it was actually done or not. So I just, I'm like, okay, I put my credit card in, and I'm like, whatever the mystery price was, it eventually came up as, you know, $130 for 20 items of groceries now. But I said goodbye to her, and I said goodbye to the sacker, and I helped them sack a little bit because she was falling behind. I put my French bread in there and moved a couple of things. And then the sacker, like as soon as I started helping, there was one bag that I did. She never even attempted to move it, so I ended up moving it myself. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them said goodbye to me, and I felt horrible afterwards.
Really?
And there was somebody at the front desk, you know, wearing the blue jacket, that said, have a good night. And I'm like, all right, so that was nice, she said that, but mm-hmm. why didn't the other two say anything, and why was I so irritated by it, and what can I do to prevent that in the future?
I think sometimes you have to just accept people for where they're at, and you need to say your hellos, goodbyes, thank yous, good days, and just let it be. Yeah. Let it be, like the Beatles say.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you didn't say let it go, because that's been overplayed so many times over the years.
No, I don't believe in letting it go.
Yeah, let it be is a nice one.
Let it be.
I like that.
Well,
pretty good.
You know, Chris, I don't have a problem when I go to Market Basket with people not paying attention to me.
Sure.
I bring my backpack, and then I walk, you know, it's like 3 miles back home with it. And I kind of take my time. I tell them put everything in the cart because it's going to take me a while to do it. And then I go off to the side and I pack my backpack as much as I can. And often enough, one of the managers comes over to talk with me and see if I'm a shoplifter or something.
Sure, yeah.
So I get out my receipt. So, yeah, no problem with them saying hello to me.
Yep. Isn't it funny how, like, nowadays, though, it's just so, it's so strange. The sense of community isn't really there that much anymore, you know? It's really odd, you know? It's really odd. But Edward's coming up next, and Sheila and I have been on here, and it has been Time Travel 2.0, and this was great. I'm glad you came in, Sheila. It was you'll have to come again, and did a great job. And I think we got a lot covered in the short 2 hours that we were here.
You know I like to talk.
We will see you next week. From 6 to 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. It's WMFO in Medford. Stick around for Edward Buchner. He's going to be on here next. I'm going to leave you with Tom Petty.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ.
Voices. This is one record. sometimes it'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say.